Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our third episode of Trolley Watch, the new IT podcast dedicated to all things supermarket and shopping. My name is Amy Sinclair and I am joined by the always gorgeous, always splendorous Barbara Northwood, our wonderful food director. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Amy.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Can't believe I managed to wrangle you back.
This is so much fun.
It is fun. Of course, we're here talking about all things supermarket, shopping and food. And today, I am going to go straight into segment one, and this one's a corker, isn't it, Barb?
It really is.
We spent yesterday in the test kitchen and we tasted all sorts of chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
This, of course, is Best in Aisle, where we look at the same products of one different variety and we tell you which we think is the best across all the supermarkets. So we got four different types of chicken nuggets from the major supermarkets.
Yep.
We got good old Rebecca to whip them up for us. It was like being at a kids' party, wasn't it, Barb?
It was.
We had chicken nuggets, tomato sauce. It was great. We went through four varieties. I'm just going to go through them, Barb, and you're going to tell us exactly what you thought.
Okay.
I, of course, tasted them as well, but I have no idea. I am not a Barbara Northwood. I don't have the experience.
You're a fish fingers girl.
It's true, but Dennis, I'm not going to lie to you, I am. First up, we had the Aldi frozen Farmwood chicken breast nuggets with tempura coating.
Yep.
Barb, what did you think?
I thought the coating was perhaps a little bit firm, a little bit chewy, but I really liked the chicken.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, really good.
They were a good chicken nugget, weren't
very
they?
Good chicken
what nuggets. Makes a good chicken nugget in your eyes, Barb?
A real meaty piece of chicken that you can sink your teeth into, that it feels or tastes like a chicken breast.
You
unlike manufactured meat or composed or
I was going to say, you don't want to bite into it and not quite know what you've got in your
exactly.
hands, do you?
Well,
I once saw Jamie Oliver talk through exactly when into a chicken nugget. No one needs to see that in their life. Next up, we had the Coles brand chicken nuggets. These were just the plain frozen chicken breast nuggets, Aussie chicken, $3.60 a box. Talk us through us, Barb. What did you think?
I thought they were too pale in colour. Compared to the others, they were anemic looking.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a good flavour. They tasted a bit jellied.
Let's break it down. They were a bit gross, weren't they, Barb?
Yeah, they just weren't very chickeny.
They weren't chickeny. And they were also, like, when you looked at them, they were really quite pale.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Even, and Rebecca even said that she kept them in the oven for a bit longer just to try and bring them up a bit, but
no. No, they weren't good, no.
And they were kind of your real old school nuggets, weren't they?
Yes.
Like you kind of what
you don't want your children to eat.
Eating. Next up, we had the Woolworths frozen chicken breast tempura nuggets. Now, these are $3.59 and they're in the frozen section in the Woolworths brand. Barb?
I love them. They were really tasty. Really lovely pieces of chicken with lots of flavour. I just honestly tasted like you were eating chicken.
We both
said. And the chicken had more flavour sort of than the coating. It's not like you were eating a coating.
They were really crispy and you could actually see the chicken kind of shredded when you went into it. And we were both saying, they were good nuggets, Dennis. I'm not
really
going to lie to you. You really could. And we were saying that you'd even eat them as an adult.
Yes.
Like you could.
Totally.
Barb, I'm going to let you take this away and give us some easy recipe ideas off the cuff.
Chicken nugget pizza.
Yes. I saw a chicken nugget burger before. That's just not good. We don't need to go down those roads. Anyway, but they were a good nugget, weren't they?
They were a really good nugget. Really good nugget.
Steggles. Now, this is a big brand.
Yeah.
Very popular in store. 400-gram box of the chicken breast nuggets crumbed for $5. Barb, what did you think?
I thought they were a little bit oily for me. The coating, whatever they sprayed them with, gorgeous colour, but they just had really oily taste to them.
Barb's been quite kind, but they were a bit, there was a bit of a weird taste.
That,
there was a weird taste, wasn't there?
I think it was the oil coating though. What if they sprayed them with? It might be some sort of canola oil or whatever. so that they look good.
They looked good. They looked really, really crunchy, and they had a big, thick coating on them, and they looked nice. But
and that was the most expensive it really box was. We tried.
We were surprised, that, weren't yeah. we?
But we certainly love those Woolies.
There's no surprise here, Barb. Who wins?
Got to be Woolies.
Woolies.
Woolies brand. Yep.
You've frozen taken it
chicken
out.
Chicken breast tenders with tempura.
Get Delicious. A box today, guys. Yum. Barb, we are going straight into segment two, Cooking Myths Busted. This is where Barb is going to debunk popular cooking myths that you probably didn't realise. There are a lot of cooking myths out there and old wives' tales, aren't there, Barb?
Yeah, there really are.
My mum's a good one for that. She's always throwing out, oh, well, you can't do that, Amy. What are you thinking with that? My mum said to me the other day, where do you keep your medium bamboo steamers, Amy? And I'm like, medium? Any bamboo steamer. Calm down, Di. Calm down. Myth number one, Barb. Alcohol burns off when you cook it. True or false?
No, that's not true, actually.
Really? Because that's what everyone says. You add a bit of your wine
yes,
into it, you
was
cook it off.
Thinking. Yep. Yeah. But heat reduces alcohol's potency, but the alcohol doesn't evaporate or completely cook away. So it diminishes when you heat it long enough, but that takes up to 3 hours. So if you're doing a slow cooker dish, 3 to 7 hours, and there's still some alcohol in it. So if you really were avoiding alcohol, don't go there. Don't
so
go there with any of these dishes or these flambé dishes.
My quick spaghetti bolognese for the kids with a little bit of wine, no, no.
Well,
in fact, getting them
won't
drunk.
Hurt them, no, kidding. They wouldn't get drunk.
<I'm kidding.
laughs> But it's interesting. It does remain.
I didn't know that. There you go. Myth number two. Cooking removes nutrients from vegetables. Isn't that a big one? That if you boil up your veggies, you remember the raw diet,
yes,
don't
indeed.
You, Barb? I've been on. You show me a diet that I haven't been on, and I'll show you $1 million. You cook up your vegetables. Does it remove the nutrients, Barb?
Look, most vitamins are not really affected by heat,
really,
from boiling or steaming. In fact, cooking vegetables actually makes some of them easier to digest. And even slow cooking onions is actually significantly and contains their nutritional value. So really that is a bit of a myth that all these are just being wasted or you know, got rid of. Boiling water-soluble vitamins, so in the vitamin C and B group found in broccoli and Brussels sprouts, it does remove some vitamins, but look, most of the nutrients remain, plus you've got the minerals and all that fiber. So really the best thing is to cook them in a small amount of water, and if you've got a microwave, microwaving is a really good way to quickly cook them without just sort of leaching it out for hours and hours and hours. But then if you're thinking about it and you make a soup and you've got those
yes.
vegetables for an hour in soup, you're pureeing all the water, so you're still getting your you know, vitamins and minerals.
It's all
so
there, isn't
it's
Bob?
It's all there. It's all there. Mm, yep.
Another myth busted.
Another one.
Myth number three, and this is a big one, Barb, rinsing your pasta stops the cooking process. True or not?
Well, pasta doesn't continue cooking after it's been boiled. There's not much carryover cooking.
Because
from
that's
that
what
at
people
all.
Say. You run it under your cold water to stop it going too gluggy. Am I right? That's what people
say. They used
say.
To say that, yeah. Which is fine if you're going to make a pasta salad, because we do that as well.
Yeah.
Run it under the water. But normally if you're rinsing it and you're wanting that sauce over the top, you're depleting all the starch out of the pasta, and that's what helps the sauce cling to the pasta. So really don't rinse it. Not necessary at all.
Barb, you are the expert, you know everything in the kitchen, and you've done it again. Thank you for those tips.
Thanks, Amy.
Barb, now it's time for our next segment, and this is one of my favourites because it reminds us that even though you are a cooking extraordinaire, we are all human and we all make big mistakes.
Indeed we do.
It's the time I tried to make kitchen disasters. Barb, talk us through. Tell us one of your corkers where
Again.
It all went terribly wrong
yes,
for you.
Yes, indeed I can. Swedish meatballs. Now, I was making these for a friend's New Year's Eve party. He wanted all the food to be Swedish, and, of course, I volunteered to
was
make
it. Was it an IKEA party?
No, he was Scottish and he just loved all the Danish and his heritage and Vikings,
all right, etc. I'm
so
okay.
I'm
Get
thinking
in there, yeah.
This is terrific. I bought a Time Life book. This was back in the day. I don't think they exist anymore. So it was a very genuine recipe. Yeah. And, of course, you had to soak bread in milk.
Yeah.
And then you mix them through the mince with all the herbs and bits and pieces, and it makes them incredibly soft and moist.
Yes.
Great. They look good till I start to fry them off. So I'm browning them in the pan. Well, they all stuck. And the more I tried to turn them, they seriously fell apart. I had a whole frying pan full of mince, not balls.
Mince with milky bread.
Well, they just all – and the bits were burning. The onion was burning.
Why
they
was
were
it
a disaster? Why were they – were too wet. They were far too wet. I probably didn't wring enough, you know,
milk
out of the bread. I probably should have put in two eggs, and I think it was a very poor recipe.
My mother-in-law is Greek and she makes amazing meatballs. And one day I said, sit me down, teach me how to do it. And she does. She puts her bread in water.
Yes.
But she said you've got to really wring out the
– Yeah.
Squeeze the bread. But they are delicious.
Yeah. I think I needed that recipe, Amy.
Go to IKEA.
I'm going to tell you my – yeah, just go to IKEA, Bob. Just go to IKEA and buy a pack for $1.99. None of this making your own business. My cooking disaster is courtesy of my husband. Now, I could literally, you know, we could have a whole podcast full of Jimmy's cooking disasters. Poor old Jimmy. He does try.
At least he does try, yeah.
You know what always gets him unstuck? I can talk. Honestly, I've talked before about his attempts to make nachos where he threw some raw mince on some corn chips and whacked it
really?
In the oven.
Oh, Amy.
Nasty. It was all
all the water
soggy.
Come out.
Yeah. The water. It's just like a pool. It's like nacho soup.
No.
But there's another couple of times where he's been really caught out by, you know, when you get your roast chicken,
yep.
You get a whole chicken or your mince and it's got the sachet underneath catches the excess fluid or the moisture. Jimmy didn't know the first time he used the mince that you discard that. So
no.
He whipped up some spaghetti bolognese and put the whole lot in.
Yeah, just sort of poured it in.
Just put it in with the mince and he browned off and it's got the sachet in there and he cooked it up. He goes to serve it up and I'm like, what's that in there? He said, what do you mean? I said, that thing. And he goes, oh, that's the thing from the mince. I was like, oh.
No.
It's nasty.
You had to throw it out, didn't you?
I know I didn't need it. My husband never throws out anything. He's an alley cat. He literally would never throw out anything. He eats whatever is available.
Oh, my heavens.
You know, he does his salad where he gets everything that's right at the end of it. He just chops it up finely enough.
Yep.
Eats it away. Puts enough oil and salt on it.
But it probably tastes great, does it?
Yeah, it's all right.
I should.
He did it with chicken as well. He put a whole chook in the oven to roast and he kept the sachet underneath it.
Oh.
Bless him. Oh, poor Jimmy. He's not allowed in the kitchen very often now. Makes a good salad though. I'll give him that much.
I bet.
That is the time I tried to make. The moment we all know we're human.
Yeah, indeed.
If you have stories of cooking disasters, we would love to hear them. Hit up our New Idea Food Facebook page where we will keep the conversation going there. I want to hear them all. And husband stories. I'm a big one for that. Barb, we are back in the kitchen and we are talking freezer facts. This is your favourite topic.
Look, it really is. It really is.
You're a passionate freezer. I'm going to go to Channel 7 and say, can we do a show, Barb's Freezer Facts?
But even if you froze something and it doesn't work out, throw it out then.
No one's
I can't throw things out, Amy. That's all. I'm just
you
a bit of a hoarder.
Can you? Love it. All right, Barb, I'm going to give you 10 more things you need to tell me whether we can freeze them or not.
Please.
All right?
Yep.
One, eggs.
You can freeze eggs, whole eggs, not in the shell, the yolks and the whites separately. So all three. If you're going to freeze the yolks, you add 2 teaspoons of salt.
Really?
Yeah, or 1 tablespoon of sugar. And then you use them respectively in savoury or sweet dishes. Egg
and
whites
why?
Freeze on their own. It stops them coagulating because it goes gelatinous once you tend to thaw them. But they're great for, say, crumbing food or adding to a sauce. I wouldn't make a cake with it.
No.
But don't throw them out.
Never.
You need to brush pastry before you put your sesame seeds on. Use one of those. You've got one in the freezer. Pop it out. It's great.
Look at you. Do you have like is it in alphabetical order in your
freezer?
No,
it's just all in there.
What about cooked eggs?
No. They don't. No, they go very rubbery. Hard-boiled, no.
Yes.
That's a no-no.
No
that's a throw-out. Yeah.
Dried beans or barley, can they go in the fridge?
They can. I keep them in the fridge, but you can put them in the freezer. But what I tend to do, like if you're making soup, And rather than, say, get one cup and soak it 1 hour or overnight, I do the whole bag.
Yep.
Take out what I need for that soup. I pre-soak these, drain them, put them in the freezer. I want to make a soup in a fortnight. I'll just go. I don't have to waste time now.
It's just clever, ready to go. Isn't it, Dennis? It's just clever. It's just a clever way around your kitchen. You know? Ginger, can you freeze it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, really?
Frozen. Mm. And then you can grate it from whole. Grate it whole. Don't chop it up. Right. So fresh ginger, a knob of fresh ginger, straight in the freezer, then just grate a bit off.
And you do it as you need it.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Yep.
Nuts.
Perfect in the freezer. Yeah,
really?
That's a winner. Yeah, all kinds of nuts in the freezer.
Sour cream and yogurt?
No. They tend to break down as well. Again, they separate and split and not good.
Not good.
No.
Chicken with stuffing?
If you keep them separate. So the chicken, if you're going to have one, have a chicken, make your stuffing and keep them separately. But don't put it inside the chicken because one thaws out, all the juices are going from the chicken into the stuffing and it's not a good – or the turkey. Yeah. So keep them separate. But they
Barb, you know your way around, don't you? Yeah. Custard?
No, that also breaks down.
Wine?
Wine, freeze perfectly.
If you've got left over. I mean, who has that? Last one, and it's a random one. Jelly snakes.
Yes. They freeze brilliantly. Absolutely. And when they thaw, it's like a jelly snake.
Why would you ever freeze a jelly snake?
Because they go really hard. I can tell you why, Amy.
Oh.
I used to have a jar on my desk at work. And what happens is after 2 weeks, if you haven't eaten them, even though it's airtight, they start breaking off into pieces. They kind of – one snake ends up in three pieces. It's bizarre. It's like the head falls off. They're
like an autopsy in there, isn't it?
It is. And they go very firm. They go really hard.
I'm not going to lie to you, Barb.
Brilliant.
I've never had a jelly snake or any lolly for that matter around long enough to – break down. I'm proud of that fact. I'm happy to stand by that. Barb, you've done it again. Freezer queen from way back. Your stuff. Thank you for joining me today.
That's a pleasure.
Another wonderful episode. If you'd like to rate, subscribe or follow us, you can find us where all good podcasts are found. And next episode, don't forget we are talking about all things Coles and Woolies hot chooks. Who doesn't love a Woolies or Coles hot chook? It's like a food group in our family. We're going to break them down. What is your tips to get them cheaper or even free? And how you can cook with them, get some really easy meals. Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Amy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.